This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Liz Lemon.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Are you in need of photography or photos? Surprisingly, they might be closer than you think. Today, I have the pleasure of introducing your neighbor, Jim Gambaro from Jim Gambaro Photography. How are you doing, Jim?
I'm all right. Thank you. Thank you for asking.
Great. Good. Good to hear. We're excited to learn all about your business. So please tell us about your company and what you do.
Well, basically, I'm a fine art photographer. I've been a photographer actually most of my life in some way. But in the last 20 years, I've turned over to full-time fine art photography, which means producing work that's good for the eye, good for the heart, good for the soul, and good for the wall of your house. Basically, I am having more fun than I've ever had before in my life. And my work is basically available online at an online gallery. I have work at Salmon Falls Gallery up at Shelburne Falls, up near the Bridge of Flowers. And I do exhibiting around the area. Various ways.
Great. How did you get into the business and how long have you been in the business of photography?
Well, as I say, I've sort of been doing it most of my life in one form or another. I was an art major 100 years ago, and photography was one of my primary, but not my first line of study. But I've kept it up over the years, and mostly travel photography, until I retired in 2001. And then I turned over to full-time photography. The computers were coming online with suitable software around that time. The cameras were coming online, digital cameras. So it all came together for me in one place where I could perfect my pictures myself, not having to rely on a laboratory, and have fun with it in the computer in a way that I never had it working in a dark room. It just happens so quickly. It's like a play. I call it my sandbox. When I'm in the computer working on an image, it's just more fun than anyone ever had doing anything else, I think, certainly for me.
Yes. And what are the myths and misconceptions of the photography business?
Pardon?
What are the myths and misconceptions of the photography business?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
What are the myths and misconceptions?
Oh, misconceptions, the myths about the work. Yes. One of the biggest myths is that especially nowadays where everybody has a cell phone camera, which are really excellent cameras. They really are good cameras. And a lot of professionals, a lot of serious photographers work with them just like any other camera. But because everybody has one, everybody's suddenly now a photographer. So what do we need as, you know, professional photographers for it? Well, there's a big difference between what you can do recording, just doing a snapshot, basically with a digital camera, most of them, you're basically doing a very high quality snapshot. To do something called art, whatever that means to you, it usually means putting the brain involved. The human brain is the best camera in the world, the best equipment that you can have, and the vision and the ability to see something in a scene or in a subject area that nobody else has seen or doesn't see quite the way you do, and then to be able to bring that forth either in whatever medium, on the wall or in a film or whatever it is, in a way that nobody else has done before or in a way that just simply gives pleasure, I have enjoyed doing it. In my case, I have enjoyed so much pleasure doing it. I like to share that pleasure with the viewer. And that's the art of it, is creating something that is beyond the snapshot.
It's great. What else do you do for fun?
Outside of work, of course. I had this discussion with my wife. What I do for my fun is exactly what I do, which is getting outdoors in nature, and then with a camera, usually, or with my phone, which happens. I always have the phone with me because then you always have a camera with you. And my basic fun is being outdoors, looking around, seeing something interesting that I think has potential for making an image that somebody else is going to enjoy as well. And then bringing that home and then spending another few hours in a contrary way, out of nature, but in front of a computer. But again, it's like a playground for me. When it gets into the computer, almost anything can happen. Most of my work is quite realistic based on, you know, travel and nature. A lot of it is not, as I've gotten older especially, has gotten more and more abstract and more interpretive. The basic message for everything is having fun with it, making something pleasant that people are going to be able to live with.
Right. Let's change gears just for a moment. Can you describe a hardship or life challenges that you rose above and can now say that you're better because of it? What comes to mind?
I've lived a good life. I've had the normal ups and downs. I haven't had, except being born in New Jersey, I don't know if that counts, but the it's a crowded area and not necessarily conducive to human life these days, especially. But my issues have mostly been health related. If I had to pick something, and I've gotten through them because of, especially in the last, you know, since we moved up to Massachusetts 30, 40 years ago, I've gotten my health back when necessary through Cooley Dickinson Hospital, good medical care, through luck sometimes, and basically through my attitude, I think, because I have the same attitude I bring to my photography, I bring to life, which is basically optimistic, looking forward, always looking for the better side of life, looking for a way to turn something that's happening that's bad into something that would be helpful or useful, or certainly in the photography's case, something that can be enjoyed by me and by a lot of other people with any luck.
Right. What is one thing you wish our listeners knew about photography?
I think the one thing I think would be that art is not something stuffy. Art is not something that is a classic, a fine art thing that fine art people enjoy. It's something that we all enjoy, or we all should be able to enjoy. It's not for museums. It's for the wall of your house. A good artwork, and I try to do good artwork, is something that can be seen and enjoyed for a long, long time. I do work that is, you know, good caliber, and I do it reasonable prices, and make it accessible, both in content and, you know, physically accessible, because of the way I sell and the way I work, to anyone to have in their home. So the myth is that fine art is something that has to be expensive, it has to be obscure, it has to be something you don't understand necessarily, because it's, you know, it's something that only the cognoscenti, only the rich or the in crowd can appreciate. No. Good art has to be available and easily understood, I think. That's my perspective. Easily understood and enjoyed.
Yes. How can our listeners learn more about your company, your Jim Gambaro Photography?
Well, my website is, surprisingly enough, Jim Gambaro Photography, that's one word, .zenfolio.com. That's Jim Gambaro Photography.zenfolio.com. All my work, there's hundreds of images there that are available to be seen and to be purchased through the website. I'm also, as I say, on the walls at Salmon Falls Gallery up in Shelburne Falls. And I do note cards. I do fine art note cards, all hand done.
Wow.
And I sell those through local venues. The most profitable one, the most useful one for me, has been the Village Package Store in Belchertown, fine old Belchertown, where I live. And they sell enormous quantities of the fine art cards, note cards there. And some there are people who buy just the note cards and not the main, you know, product of the shop. And I appreciate that even more.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, it was such a pleasure, and I really appreciate you being on our show today. We wish you and your photography company the best moving forward.
Oh, I appreciate that very much. Thanks. Thanks for being on the, letting me be on your air.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnppalmer.com. That's gnppalmer.com. Or call 413-414-5940.